Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The whole thing is a hoax. All of them are hoaxes, including the civil cases. They're controlled by the White House. They're controlled by Democrat judges and prosecutors that were put there specifically. They hate Trump. And the people are getting it. That's why we just came out. A new Emerson poll just was released about 2 minutes ago. And I'm leading by a lot in every swing state and leading in the general election. And you saw the CNN poll. I'm sure they aren't too happy with it, but the CNN poll was fantastic. So we're here. This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly, badly, badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted.
So there you have President Trump saying a lot of things that he said repeatedly about the trial and the genesis of all of this and the unfair playing field that he certainly feels that he has been thrust into. And we find out today that they have exacted a fine against him for violating the gag order. What is going on so far? What is he being charged with? Is the prosecution making the case? Well, we go to our expert friend, Will Chamberlain, joins us once again. He's a senior counsel at the Article 3 Project. You can find him on Twitter at Will Chamberlain. Will, thank you for being back with us. It's good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Annie.
Of course. First and foremost, I want to ask you how the prosecution, Alvin Bragg and Alvin Bragg's team, how are they doing to prove whatever Donald Trump has been charged in what I've been told is the non-hush money trial in Manhattan? Are they making their case that Donald Trump committed a crime?
I mean, it's hard to say because we're not there. So we're not listening to the witness testimonies. I discussed with somebody else. It's, you know, we're getting bits and pieces and whatever the reporters who are sitting in the room are providing us. That said, I think that the fundamental problem, if they're actually trying to prove a crime by the elements, is that it's very challenging because the crime they've chosen to charge Donald Trump with is bizarre and kind of very out there. It's not only that supposedly he falsified financial records, but that he did so with some sort of fraudulent intent and the intent to commit another crime. And each of those is a distinct element that has to be proved. And it's, I mean, from an objective standpoint, there's almost no way they can prove it.
So a question for you about the gag order, the fine that he was that was levied against him today for violating the gag order. I'm absolutely not a lawyer, and I'm so grateful when we have people like you to come on here and clarify some of these things. But this is a question I get a lot. I see a lot of people talking about it as well. Donald Trump himself. Donald Trump has a gag order on him. He's not allowed to talk about certain people who are involved in this trial. But a lot of people compare the Michael Cohen, out there being able to talk about whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Are they treated differently in this trial for a legal reason, or is this evidence of a political bias that one gets to talk and one can't?
No, there's no good legal reason for this. It's evidence of bias. The point of a fair trial is to protect the rights of the defendant, not to protect the rights of the judge or the rights of the prosecutor or the rights of the witnesses. And so, I mean, the gag order is just soundly unconstitutional, flagrantly so. It's preventing the president from speaking out against about people who are speaking out about him, who are criticizing him in public. it's appalling. It's a First Amendment violation. So, I mean, today's outcome is not surprising. I mean, the basic problem here is, yeah, I mean, President Trump did violate the gag order. The gag order is unconstitutional. It shouldn't have been imposed on him. But, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we can't be surprised that he violated it, given that it restricts his ability to speak out and criticize the lawfare against him.
So if there were, if he's found guilty of whatever it is that they're trying to prove that he's guilty of in this trial, and it goes up on appeal and he wins the appeal, does the gag order, is that all collateral damage that he's just going to have to deal with as well?
I mean, there's probably an independent lawsuit you could file against the gag order because, you know, you could challenge the gag order independently of this lawsuit and if it actually caused you real damage. It would be a restraining order of First Amendment rights, and if somebody mm-hmm. violates your constitutional rights in a way that causes you damage, you can sue over that. But that's independent of the broader of the criminal trial itself.
So, okay, we're speaking with Will Chamberlain, senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, article3project.org, to learn more. We did find out today that there was an ethics complaint filed against one of the lawyers that is bringing Jack Smith, is what I understand. What can you tell us about that ethics complaint, if it will carry any weight in any of the outcomes here for this lawfare that is being levied against Donald Trump?
Well, it's a straightforward complaint. There are two issues that were highlighted. The first is that Jack Smith is violating Justice Department policy and the Justice Department manual, and he's done so by taking a number of actions to try and move the Donald Trump's trials before the November election. Mm. That's just not permissible. The Justice Department manual says you're not allowed to take any action to affect a presidential election. And his team has tried to say, oh, well, that only applies to the indictment. But a plain reading of that policy clearly indicates it applies to more than just an indictment. It applies to any action or statement by a prosecutor. And so we believe that Jack Smith has violated Justice Department policy. And I think that's what Elise Stefanik's complaint, you know, makes clear. And then the second thing that is in that complaint is an issue of a rule violation of the rules of professional conduct. Jack Smith and his team kept litigating after a stay was imposed by the district court. You're not allowed to do that. And that violation is something that they should discipline. Now, the way this complaint works is it's filed with the Department of Justice itself, its own Office of Professional Responsibility. So, you know, ultimately, you're asking the Biden's DOJ to police itself. We don't know that they'll actually do that, but there's, you know, Elise Stefanik was absolutely right to file that complaint and challenge the Department of Justice to, you know, uphold its own standards and uphold the standards of professional responsibility.
We're speaking with senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, Will Chamberlain. The timeline you mentioned there about, you know, Jack Smith trying to rush these things to happen. Why, you know, if you're seeking out justice, I would imagine that will happen in the natural course of time it takes to prove guilt or not successfully be able to prove the guilt of the defendant. But for some reason, the election seems to be the make it or break it time for the prosecution in all of these cases. So talk to me about if Donald Trump were to win the election in November, he obviously wouldn't become the president until January of 2025. What powers and authorities exist with the office of the presidency that make that election day such an important date for the prosecution to get Trump in time?
Well, I mean, once he's the president, he's the incoming head of the executive branch and the incoming superior to all the people who would be prosecuting him. There's a reason that the Office of Legal Counsel says you're not allowed to prosecute a sitting president. So, I mean, very likely it's hard to imagine a world where Donald Trump is actually elected president and any of these prosecutions are allowed to go forward. Either they'll get Trump will have the authority on his own accord to simply stop the prosecutions, or judges will quash them, saying that you're not allowed to prosecute the sitting head of the executive branch. That just makes no sense.
Would he have to be inaugurated before that would happen? Would they get that extra November, December part of?
I don't think so. I think that's where the judges would probably come in and put a stop to it. It's hard to imagine that, you know, that guy would be coming in to be their boss and the head of the executive branch of the United States, and yet arms of the United States government would be trying to get the duly elected incoming president, the duly elected president-elect, and put in prison. It just wouldn't work, and it wouldn't make any sense. And I think that's why the liberal prosecutors are so obsessive about trying to get him convicted before the election.
Well, I hear, you know, a lot of political pundits on television, of course, news anchors that just are very allergic to the idea of Donald Trump winning another term. might accuse the Trump campaign of trying to stretch this out and, you know, lengthen this these trials out past Election Day so that what we're talking about here won't happen, that Donald Trump can't wave the magic presidential wand and make everything go away. Is it lengthening what Donald Trump is doing, or is it speeding what Jack Smith and the other people are doing? Like, what's the natural course of events and trials like these? What would the natural timeline be?
Well, the natural timeline here would have been years. I mean, there are still January 6th defendants who haven't been prosecuted, you know, people who on the riot. And so the fact that those people were indicted years ago. So it can take a long time. And especially with a complex trial like this, where you're looking at millions of pages of documents, you would have been talking a trial date that was set 18 months at 2 years in advance rather than 6 months away. It's really remarkable that Judge Chutkan even decided to indulge Jack Smith with such an aggressive timeline. And just underlying all this behavior by Democrat prosecutors and Democrat judges is the obvious effort to get Trump. And so not just unfair substantive rulings against the president, but these very unfair procedural rulings designed to rush this case to trial and treat it very differently than any other criminal case.
And isn't it safe to say, I could be completely missing the boat here, but it seems as though a lot of these trials could have been brought earlier if they wanted to make sure that their conclusion was arrived at before the election. But for some reason, the timing of bringing these charges seems to really butt up to the election. And that, my understanding is based on when they chose to prosecute.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I mean, we have to remember that Donald Trump decided to announce he was running for president again back in December of 2022. And really, all the indictments kicked into gear the following spring and summer.
Yeah, amazing.
So you got to think that was the catalyst for all the prosecutors deciding to get going and get these indictments filed. Not necessarily the need to do justice, but the realization that Donald Trump could be president again and their desire to stop that at any and all cost.
A final question here for you, senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, Will Chamberlain with us. When you're surveying the whole lot of all of the lawsuits against Donald Trump right now, do you feel like there is one that is pending right now that seems like it might give the former president the most trouble?
I think the one that's pending is the one that the trial that he's in right now. I mean, every other case is, I think, has issues in terms of presidential immunity or the inadequacy of the prosecutors. But, you know, while Donald Trump's been doing really good on the federal cases and getting them delayed and creating all sorts of appellate issues, the New York trial is happening right now. He could be convicted of a felony within a month. And I think that's obviously the most pressing and the most serious problem that we're dealing with.
Well, we'll continue to watch it. And we're very grateful for your time today, Will Chamberlain. Thank you for being with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye. Senior counsel at the Article 3 Project on X at Will Chamberlain. Will, not Wilt. Get him next, Brad. Thank you. Article3Project.org as well if you want to learn more about what they are doing. It's a great organization. We're going to take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins back in studio. Stick around. We've got Cardinals tickets to give away for you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
May 8th, Cardinals versus the Mets. Do we still call them Ponscom? I don't think we don't. They've got the big strong guy over there.
Big strong guy.
Big strong guy. Yeah. Send Stubby Clap to the hospital if I wanted to. Who says that stuff?
Big strong guys.
Pete Alonso, I'm pretty sure we're going to boo you when you come back to town, and you can be a part of that on May 8th if you want to stick around and listen for your opportunity to win tickets not too long from now. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.